When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Line four's on the right.
How many runs did they score?
Not that Maggie.
On the Fan. McMonagle here with you for 3 hours. I got you till 5 in the warm-up show. Me and Alex riding with you till then. Give us a call, why don't you? 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And it's here. That's right. We are, what, 16 hours away, if I'm doing my math correctly? I think so. I wrote it down. 16 hours away from the trade deadline. And already paying dividends as the Mets bounce back after two losses to Atlanta to pound the Minnesota Twins, who just show up to New York and forget how to play baseball. It's glorious. Did you see how many letters were on the back of the starting pitcher's jersey? I mean, it was unbelievable. And then, of course, the New York Yankees have now scored 40 runs in their last four games. I don't think they scored 40 runs the entire month of July prior to this. 40 runs! They have complete... It feels like a completely different team. And I'm not going to say we're back. I'm not going to say the Yankees are back. What I am going to say is the juice is back. The feeling is back. Watching this lineup, I understand now me and you wake up at different times. Or maybe not me and you. You and I might wake up at the exact same time if you're listening to me at 2:03 in the morning. But I wake up to the news that they're DFAing Jones. They're DFAing J.D. Davis. Right, they're off the team. And instead, look at this lineup. They were hitting first and cleanup. Now the lineup's completely different. You got Ben Rice hitting eighth. Ben Rice was the leadoff hitter. Ben Rice was the three hitter. Ben Rice was the cleanup hitter. It was completely different. Watching Jazz Chisholm play third base, he looked fine there. I know there was a clip circulating earlier in the day of him struggling in warmups at third base. He looked fine to me during the game. They absolutely pound the Philadelphia Phillies' best team in baseball. Yes, they're struggling too, and they've lost four series in a row. But I don't care. This is the Yankee team that can't beat good teams. This is the Yankee team that's been terrible for a month and a half plus. This is the Yankee team that can't score runs. This is the Yankee team that has been an absolute joke and embarrassment. And that's all true. And over the last handful of days since that disastrous loss Friday night, and we look to that as hopefully rock bottom right now, three games in a row for the first time, and I can't tell you how long, and they're scoring runs, and the middle of the lineup, Judge and Soto doing what they do. They're on fire. Judge is otherworldly, already up to 99 RBIs. He's on pace for damn near 60 home runs and 150 RBIs. The man is a beast. Soto is so good. Watching Soto and that at bat against Wheeler. And it's not just Philadelphia. They did this against one of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball, in Zach Wheeler. But to watch Soto in that at-bat where he battles for a 9-10 pitch at-bat and finally gets to the first curveball he sees and laces it down the line, he is so good with runners in scoring position. He is so good in the big at-bat. Every pitch is a battle. It is incredible to watch. And you know what they're going to do, but now you add what you've seen from the rest of the lineup, and hopefully they're not done. But you see what they're doing at the rest of the lineup. Verdugo at the top has been completely different. actually hitting Volpe ninth where he kind of belongs, right? To me, I've been up and down with where I want Volpe. I don't want him at the top of the order right now. I don't mind him sixth or seventh to get in front of the seventh and eight, nine hitters and maybe steal some bases and manufacture some runs. I don't mind him hitting ninth at the bottom of the order. But it feels different when Volpe is now not relied upon to be the guy, but to be the nine hitter. When Ben Rice can be the eight hitter. When Torres can be the sixth, seventh hitter. Stanton back in the lineup. And you know what? I know he didn't get any hits. He walked his final at bat, but he didn't have any wild swings. He actually looked somewhat competent up there. I was actually rather impressed with Stanton's first couple of at bats of the season. Coming back from injury. Which, by the way, let's just take a second. I know we're going to laugh and everything, and this is kind of funny. The idea that Stanton missed 28 games is a miracle. Think about it. He never, it's a month, that's it, 28 games? That guy's usually gone for 2.5 months. To get him back in 28 days seems like a borderline miracle for this game against Philadelphia. And right now, this Yankee team, and it is amazing what one move can do. And Jazz Chisholm has been, in two games, everything you could want him to be. It's two home runs, yes, one off a position player. I don't hold too much water into that. But just the idea of his athleticism, he steals third the other night in Fenway. He looks perfectly fine playing third base. Should have turned two double plays, turned one on his first play. At the end of the game, gets a ball down the line and saves it from being a double. He looks like he could play the position to me. But as good as it feels right now, and you know what? I understand they're the Yankees, and no one is taking bows, and no one is getting moral victories. But you know what? As Yankee fans, can we enjoy three straight days of dominant baseball? Can you enjoy three straight days of actually scoring runs and having good at-bats top to bottom? I think we can. I think we could finally, for a second, watch this team and feel pretty damn good about it for once, because the difference in the lineup is enormous. With Ben Rice, Ben Rice is the perfect example of the difference of this team. Yes, he hits a home run. Yes, he's been pretty positive as a rookie. He's had his slumps. He's had his hot stretches. He's had his moments. He hits a home run in this game. Him hitting eighth as opposed to first or cleanup. And then obviously J.D. Davis and Jamai Jones both gone. It feels like this is what we're supposed to be looking at. He's supposed to come up for an injured Rizzo and hit eighth or ninth. He's not supposed to be thrusted into the leadoff spot because they don't have better options. And the idea that Verdugo and Glaber, and I'm going to talk a lot more about Glaber because I'm still on the no-trade Glaber zone. I can't believe it. Like, I understand, go out there, and they need to continue to add. And the captain again said today, other teams are making moves. Maybe we could start making moves. Obviously, they already made one in Chisholm, and it sounds like Flaherty from Detroit is a major possibility. The Yankees are high on him. The Yankees are involved on him to get another starting pitcher. You could see Nestor Cortez go if that trade is made. I would be totally on board with that. And what we've seen from the starting pitching the last 2 days, Luis Gil again. Now he's put together four straight positive starts. And ever since, and thank you, Luis Severino, you might have insulted the New York Yankees saying they only have two hitters, spitting facts. But the fact of the matter is he's helped with this slider because at the start of the year, it was fastball changeup from Luis Gil. That got stale. It got figured out along with maybe just a bad stretch. And now since that tinkering of the grip on his slider, it's by far the most dangerous pitch he has. He's carving up this Philadelphia lineup, throwing 99 miles an hour. He doesn't look taxed to me. He doesn't look gassed to me. He doesn't look like the end of his rope to me. He doesn't look like tired or someone who needs to desperately go to the bullpen to me. He looks like a starter I want to throw in a playoff series. Followed that by Carlos Rodon and the good performance he gave you. The starting pitching in the last 2 days have been huge. The offense has scored 40 runs, and watching it feels completely different. And yes, it's the deadline. And this is the time for Brian Cashman. I talk a lot about Brian Cashman, okay? I think I get an unfair rap on him because I knock him too. I said in the offseason they could move on from him. I've killed him for bad moves. I just don't accept the idea that he's the worst thing ever and everything he's ever touched is a disaster. And because he hasn't won a World Series since 2009, it's been a joke that the Yankees have carried him. I don't go that far. And unless you hate Aaron Boone with all of the passion of a thousand suns or Brian Cashman, you're some sort of Yankee shill. So I'll own it. And this is the moment right now for Brian Cashman to go out there and continue to add to this team. They have a day. They need another starting pitcher. I would add another offensive player, preferably an infielder. I would go see if I can get Jonathan India. I would go see if I can get another offensive player to this team, and I'll figure it out. I don't want to trade anybody. I've seen a lot of rumors that Verdugo could go. I don't want to move Verdugo. What do I want to move Verdugo for? I know the roster might be tight. I get it. And I'm not trading Gleyber Torres either. I know he had another error in this game and a bungled turn, double play turn where the slide was a little funky and he couldn't get it out of his hand. We all know what he is. But right now he's hitting. What's the matter with a good bench? We'll figure out. He doesn't want to play third. Fine. He can sit on the bench for half the time. I don't care. What are you going to get for Gleyber Torres? You're not going to get anything. I'm trying to help this team right now. I'm not trying to trade him for some pitching prospect that who knows when he'll be even a part of this team. I want this team right now to be the best it can be. And right now, that's Gleyber Torres as part of this team. It's Verdugo as part of this team with more additions. You know guys are going to get hurt. You know what's going to happen. You can't trust that Stanton's going to be able to stay healthy the rest of the way. And the idea that the manager is still talking about DJ LeMahieu getting time against lefties and that he doesn't want to close the door, slam that thing shut, lock it twice, and let it go. DJ LeMahieu needs to be the guy. No longer on this team. I can't trade for him. Just cut him. Show that you are intent on winning this season. Keep the players who are hitting and get rid of the ones who aren't and bring in more who continue to hit. But the vibe around the team, and I believe, you know, a lot of stuff's been said about Jazz Chisholm. I understand the different kind of guy he is. In Miami, his act may have worn thin. That incident where he dumped the water on the female reporter kind of did not put him in the best of light. But Jeter has... you know, put his hat in the ring for him. CC Sabathia has, and he's come up here. He said everything right, and he's played good baseball. He hits an opposite home run off of Wheeler in this game, and that's real. I mean, you want to break down the game. We understand what happened. The offense exploded. Good at bat after good at bat, power. Judge is just otherworldly, and when he's in the middle of a lineup where you have someone hitting in the one spot, you have a legitimate threat in now what's become of Austin Wells and now Stanton back, and now you can move guys down the list and down the order, and you add Chisholm to the middle of it, and now you got Ben Rice hitting eighth. That's the kind of team we've been waiting for. This is the kind of team that I've been telling you about is around the corner, as it was ugly against the Mets. As it was ugly from Fenway to Fenway. A month and a half ago when they dropped that series in Fenway after the Verdugo home run, they win game one, they lose the next two, and it's been crap up until Friday night in Fenway. That Fenway to Fenway gap of just disaster that was the New York Yankees hopefully ended in Fenway Friday night because they look like a completely different team. And it's not just, hey, they've been lucky for a couple days. They have a different guy in there. Verdugo and Torres are completely different players. And right now it just feels like this team is ready to take off. It feels like a rebirth. It feels like part three of a season with aspirations to go win a World Series. It does. Part one was excellent. Part two was disgusting. And part three feels like it's just getting started. And we don't even know who's ready to take this team to the next level. As Brian Cashman, as I told you, he will make moves. I have no doubt more trades are coming today. Whether it is Flaherty to add to the rotation, which means either Nestor is able to be traded and he still has value considering his contract and everything else. He still has value. Or does it mean now Hill moving to the bullpen? Do they go out and get another bullpen? They probably need at least one or two more arms. I don't know if it's going to be Scott. I don't know if it's going to be a closer type pitcher or just another good solid relief pitcher. But moves are going to be made. This roster feels already different. The vibes around the team feel already different. And right now, as they get, if they take another game or sweep Philadelphia, I mean, I think that's enough of a sample size with the Red Sox series and now beating the best team in baseball in Philadelphia to feel like this season's starting to turn around. A phrase that seemed to bother a lot of Yankee fans when Aaron Boone said it a few days ago. They are starting to turn it around. And 40 runs in 40 days and just watching the team feels unbelievably different. And now today it's the calling on Brian Cashman. Your captain saying it. You know the fan base is ready for it. Go out there and improve this team further. You got 16 hours to get it done. And I firmly believe he will make moves. I don't know if they'll be the right ones. I don't know if it'll help the team. I don't know if these four games and 40 runs are the high watermark of what's left of a miserable season. Everything's on the table. But I know Brian Cashman's not going to sit it out. I know this team's going to look different. It already does. And just watching guys who belong at the bottom of the lineup back in the bottom of the lineup tells you all you need to know about what they were just a week ago and what they are now. But I don't want to trade Glaber. I don't want to trade Verdugo. I don't want to bring in Jonathan India and then get rid of those two guys just as they're starting to hit. I don't know what Jonathan India will do. And I understand how we feel about Gleyber Torres. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. I want nothing to do with Gleyber Torres moving forward. Nothing. I don't care if he would play for free. My son lost a tooth yesterday in the pool, of course, of all places. Dad, I lost a tooth. I'm like, get out of the pool. You're bleeding. My son lost a tooth. I don't care if Gleyber Torres would play for Tooth Fairy money. I don't want him on the team next year. But right now, we talk about, I hear Keith say it all the time, stack the deck. How about a bench? How about multiple guys who you feel somewhat confident about offensively? There's no room for DJ LeMahieu. There's room for a Gleyber Torres hitting right now. They'll find the space. They'll find the room. I can't count on Stanton staying healthy. I can't count on Jason Dominguez coming back and being good and or healthy. I can't count on those things. I'm seeing Verdugo over the last four games change this lineup by him hitting leadoff. I've seen Gleyber Torres hit 300, be a completely different pit player over the last 3 weeks. I'm not trading that away. I don't know what's coming in. I don't know how they'll perform. I'll deal with a loaded roster. I'll deal with having to maneuver guys around. I'll deal with having to give guys days off. I'll figure it out. I am not sending away a single player who is productive right at the moment. Not one. Why would I? For what? I am not at the point, I know many Yankee fans are, that Gleyber Torres is some, you know, it would be addition by subtraction just to get rid of him. I'm not there. Because he booted a ball at second base. I get it. They need offense. And we'll see what else Brian Cashman can bring. Talking about, we'll get into some of the names. Jack Flaherty with the Tigers. They have relief pitchers. They have a slightly above average hitting third baseman. Let's see what kind of package Brian Cashman can get done. But there is still time. Multiple things need to be done. But this team isn't back yet. This team isn't the front runner. This team isn't the favorite. But what I will tell you right now is they look completely different. They've scored 40 runs in the last four games. They lead the American League in runs scored, amazingly enough. And they are right there battling for first place and the wild card against teams like the Minnesota Twins who can't keep up with the Mets. And we'll get to the Mets. 888-808-1019. We'll get to their offense. But we'll get to the way the bullpen was used yesterday and my major issue with it and my major concern about what they're thinking about with one particular reliever who was used in yesterday's game who better freaking stay there. 888-808-1019. So we'll get to the Mets coming up. We got baseball here to start. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is a little frustrated at camp. Maybe we'll get to a little bit of football as well as we take you on this Tuesday trade deadline day. Let's go, Brian. I know you're up. I know you're listening. Let's go. Make me feel proud to be the biggest Cashman shill this side of the Mississippi.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is.
number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 226. Vic Bonegal here with you on The Fan. We're going to get to the Mets and their trade deadline needs as well. And specifically, one action that happened last night that I don't understand and I'm frustrated with the Mets thinking on. But we started with the New York Yankees, who just feel like a different team right now. The Mets, yes, they bounced back from two tough losses in Atlanta. But they've been, for the most part, playing pretty damn good baseball for a while. An offensive explosion from them is par for the course over the last month. To see Pete Alonso get going, back-to-back games with a home run, is what you'd like to see, because we talk about how important he should be in this second half and how important he needs to be for the rest of this season if the Mets are going to continue to do what they've been doing offensively, because you can't expect the bottom of the lineup to continue to do what it does. But yesterday, hits up and down the lineup. Everybody joining the party. But it's a move inside the starting pitching that I'm concerned about. We'll get to it next hour. We're going to start with the Yankees and their trade deadline needs. And I'll give you in a little bit the one guy I would target here. And I haven't said his name yet in the open. 888-808-1019. But it just felt so good to watch this team. It's felt... I mean, just to watch this offense be relentless for the last four games. It has been, even in the loss Friday night, at least the offense showed up. It was a disastrous loss. It was a gut punch. And hopefully it's rock bottom and where they've kind of risen over here the last three games. But, I mean, we talked about it, how there weren't enough trades. Brian Cashman, who I'll be the first to tell you has not done an unbelievable job at the trade deadline. We all know it. He's gone out and tried to improve the team. All I've ever said is he won't sit it out. 2022, he made a bunch of trades. The Montas one, terrible. The relievers in the short term were pretty good. Long term now, the Efrosses of the world, the Trevinos of the world have been hurt. In the short term, Efros helped up until the playoffs when he got hurt. But, I mean, terrible trades. Montas, terrible trade. Benintendi got hurt. Like, he had a terrible trade deadline in 22. He has not been great at the trade deadline. The two things I'll say about them is, one, who has he ever traded away that you've been, oh my God, how the hell did you give that guy up? Never happens. And two, he has no choice. He has no choice. He has to play. He has to be involved. And he'll be involved again today. He's going to go make moves. He can't do, like, this is the one thing, and I'm not trying to say that it's an, I'm not trying to make this as an excuse or say anything other than the Rays, like, we talk about how smart the Rays are and what, oh my God, what if Brian Cashman had to run the Rays? Can you imagine if he had the payroll of that with the Yankee payroll he can't win? Imagine if it's a different job. It's a different job. Do you think that Brian Cashman could ever in a million years be two games over 500? Be in the position the Rays are in and have a sell-off? That he could have an honest assessment of the team and say, hey, this ain't it. I know we're right in there. I know we're two games over 500. I know we could possibly make a run. I could add and try and make a run to the playoffs and see what happens because it's a crapshoot. But honestly, I don't believe in this team. I think we should sell off and start again. I think that's where we should. I think that's where the organization is best served. Do you think Brian Cashman is allowed to do that as a New York Yankee general manager? He's been allowed to do it once in 2016 when they were old and aging and the end of Teixeira's career and the end of Jeter's, towards the end of Jeter's career. He had already left. Alex Rodriguez, that's what I meant. Alex Rodriguez's career, CeCe Sabathia's career. Like, they were all old and aging, the 09 team, and he was finally allowed to break it down and sell off Beltran and sell off the relievers, and that's it. 1 year. And they were in the ALCS the next season. He can't do what the Rays are doing now. He can't punt on a season up two games over 500. He has to go out and attack. He has to make the trades. He can't get Castillo because the asking price is ridiculous and Seattle gave up their top prospects and they probably wouldn't like anything the Yankees had better than that anyway. Okay, well, I can't just sit it out. I have to go hope Montas is healthy. He's the second best pitcher available. I got to hope that he pitches well. And he didn't. And he got hurt. Not an excuse. Terrible deadline. But he never sits it out. And we'll see what he has in store for us later today. But just, we knew no matter what he did at the deadline, it wouldn't be enough to save this team, that a lot of the answers would have to come from within. Volpe would have to be better. Verdugo would have to be better. Glaber would have to be better. There were just guys you couldn't hide. There was too much of the team you couldn't replace. And what we're seeing now is Wells becoming, and what he's been for the last month, and this is not hyperbole, the best offensive catcher in the sport. And what we've seen from Verdugo since this Red Sox series, short sample size, no doubt. I'm not trying to tell you Verdugo's going to be a stud the rest of the way, but for these four games, hitting leadoff, he's been dynamic and changed the offense. They just got Stanton back. They added Chisholm already. Torres has been hitting over 300. Looks like the player he was last year over the last month. That's what they needed, as well as the additions, as well as Stanton coming back and Dominguez coming back. They needed the... and possible trade deadline acquisitions. They still needed guys from within the team to step up. They needed Wells to become this. They needed Verdugo to get better. They needed Torres to get better. They needed Volpe to become a much better hitter. And it's starting to turn in that direction. Now they're looking at the rotation, which has clearly been an issue. Stroman's in the worst stretch of the season. Cortez really has never had a, you know, maybe what, five or six straight home starts? But never really a good stretch of a month of solid pitching without blips. He's been bad. They've lost, guys to injuries. They need another starting pitcher. I would still go get another infield bat, and obviously back end of the bullpen pitcher. So they still have a lot to do, and now they've got 15 and a half hours or 16 hours to do it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Pete in New Hyde Park. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I listen to you every night, you know, going into work. Glad this is my first time calling you. With what you said before. I agree with what you said before. With DJ LeMahieu, they gotta get rid of him and just stockpile arms in the bullpen and maybe another starting pitcher.
Yep.
I mean, you're getting Dominguez back. Stanton's back. I think you got Oswaldo Cabrera coming off the bench. I think you got enough, as far as hitting, but I would stock up on some pitching.
Yeah, I mean, definitely have to add a starter and a couple of relievers. I 100%. I would add another hitter just to be sure. I really would, because guys, it's.
Yeah, guys get hurt. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, guys get hurt and they just, they haven't performed well. I know they performed. Verdugo's been good for the last week. I can't trust he's going to be good the rest of the year. I can't trust Stanton's going to get healthy. I can't trust Dominguez comes here and does anything. I know he had a great, couple weeks or whatever it was at the end of last year, and I'm confident in him moving forward, but that doesn't mean he's going to come up here and have a great August and September after not playing all year at the major league level. Like, I don't know. So, I mean, there's just, I want to lock this up because of how important this year is, because we're watching it, Pete. You watch Soto and Judge right now, right? You watch the bat Soto gives you. You watch the home runs Judge is hitting, the season he's hitting. Other than home runs, he's having a better year than he was 2 years ago. If believe it or not, I never thought we'd see it again. I knew he was going to be great, but I didn't know if we would have another historic season. And then when he was terrible in April, I certainly didn't expect another historic season. And yet, he's like four home runs behind the pace of 2 years ago, but everything else is better. Batting average is better. On base percentage is better. OPS is better. RBIs are better. Everything is better. He is having a better season than he did 2 years ago. We can't waste this. You can't waste him and Soto back-to-back doing what they're doing. And I know they've already added Chisholm. I still want more. I'll have a back-loaded bench. What's wrong with that? When's the last time the Yankees had a really good bench? I have to make sure I fix this offense. It's always been what's bothered them in the postseason. Always. Now, they need a starting pitcher. They need bullpen help. Go get it all done. because this year's too important. Eric in Brooklyn. What's up, Eric?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question.
Oh, sure. Hopefully I have an answer.
If the Yankees trade for a arm, I think they should trade for an arm more than they should trade for a back.
Yeah, I mean, I think this right now, looking at it with the way we've seen Nestor pitch, I could say a starting pitcher is just as important as a bat. I'm just like I'm excited, I'm pumped. The last four games have felt different. I'm in it. I don't know if they're back, but the juice is back, and watching them is fun again. But this offense has been just terrible for so long. I can't let 4 days sway me from the idea that they need to make sure this offense is better. So while you want to put importance on it, I mean, I guess if I had to choose which one I'd rather have, sure, I'd rather take the arm, I guess, at this moment because of what Wells has kind of turned into, the way Glaber's hitting, the way Verdugo is hitting. I guess you're right, but that doesn't change the fact I want it all. I want to be greedy. This is the year to be greedy. The New York Yankees have no excuse not to go out there and be greedy. And for me, I'll say it now, why not? The player I want Diaz. I want Diaz from Tampa Bay. He can play first. He can play third. He can lead off. He can hit in the middle of the lineup. I mean, I think he gives you good at-bats. He's been a solid pro. He's a very good hitter. I would love to add Yandy Diaz to this team. I think that's the perfect fit. And I don't get hung up on what Boone says. You know this. I don't care about his post-game sound. I don't care about a lot of the things you guys all care about. I don't. He said yesterday something that boggles my mind. DJ LeMahieu is still a good hitter, and you don't want to turn your back on that or close the door on that, and he's still going to get opportunities. Close the door. Forget it, man. Why are we still giving DJ LeMahieu opportunities? He's terrible. I feel for him. I don't want to be mean. It's just it is what it is. They're adding pieces. He's the guy who needs to go. He's the guy who needs to go. Gleyber Torres can go next year. Gleyber Torres can go next year. Now you've brought in, and that's what made the trade for Jazz Chisholm so good. It's that now he's the second baseman next year, and he's on the cheap. It helps you sign Juan Soto. Love the trade. Because now you don't have to go out and get, you know, you have a better option than Peraza, who was going to be the option. You've got a legitimate player there, and he's cheap. You feel good about it for the next 2 years. It keeps them payroll down. Go sign Juan Soto. It is a great trade. Gleyber Torres has another 2 months to his Yankee career, but it should still be 2 months. I don't want to move him for what? For what? For a pitching prospect? It's about this year's team for me. That's what it's been since the end of last year. It's been about this year's team. Since they traded for Juan Soto, it's been about this year's team. Since Brian Cashman screamed and yelled and cursed at the GM meetings, it's been about this year's team. You pick whichever one you want, any of those three. It's about this year's team. And I'm sorry. I know he's prone to mistakes. You can't tell me that this Yankee team is better off trading Gleyber Torres for nothing. I'm not there. Look what he's done. Look how he's hit. He was their best hitter last year. Judge missed most of the year. So obviously when Judge was there, Judge is their best hitter. But besides Judge, who missed a ton of the season last year, Gleyber Torres was their most consistent best hitter last year. He's looking like that now. Why would I trade him? Why would I trade him with his value this low? Why would I trade him when I'm still trying to win? Why would I trade him when I don't know what this offense is going to look like? I don't know if they bring in another player, how he's going to perform. I don't know how Jazz Chisholm is going to perform. I don't know how Jason Dominguez is going to perform or how Verdugo is going to continue to hit or what happens with Volpe. I don't know. I want as many options as possible. You can always send down Oswaldo Cabrera and still have him and call him back up if need be. There are ways to keep players on the roster. I don't love that idea. I think Cabrera's been good. But if I have to, I have to. I'm not getting rid of any option. I'm keeping that option. I can say Oswaldo Cabrera has options. I can option him down and call him back up if need be. I don't want to give away anybody who's performing. If he was hitting the way he was hitting 2 months ago, it's an easy trade, and I don't care what you get. But it's been a month now. It's been 3 weeks. It's been since the benching that Gleyber Torres looks like a better player and a different player. I'm not moving on from that. I'm not. We talk about back of the baseball cards. He's going to have a good second half here. He's going to play another good 50 good games. And we're worried about some phantom play that we all are guaranteeing it's going to happen. Okay. I get it. We're all worried about some ground ball that's going to cost him the game. We know it's going to happen for sure. I understand. It's happened. It's happened before. It's likely to happen again. But you know what else is likely? You know what else has happened before and is likely to happen again? This offense doing nothing in the playoffs. That's what's likely. That's what I've seen before. We talk about it a lot. Everyone says it. I've seen this movie before. I've seen this before. It's the same thing every season. I've seen this before. You know what I've seen before? And not just like recently before. And not just Aaron Boone before. Like 2007 against the Cleveland Indians before. 2006 against the Detroit Tigers before. 2005 against the Anaheim Angels before, like forever before. Before, remember before? Go back before. That's the last time this Yankee offense did anything in the playoffs other than 2009. When they lose, it's because they don't hit. So you want to talk about seeing a movie before? Not hitting in the playoffs is the freaking Simpsons. It's every year for the last 20. I want as many options as freaking possible. Not trading Gleyber Torres. I'm not trading Verdugo. I'll add. I'll jettison DJ LeMahieu. I'll send down Oswaldo Cabrera. That's what I'll do. I'll get rid of Ben. I'll send down Ben Rice. I'll have Ben Rice as my backup catcher. And not have obviously the rookie catcher or Trevino. I don't care. That's where I'm at. As many offensive players as possible. Because the idea, the door is still open on DJ LeMahieu is probably pissed me off as much as anything else Aaron Boone's ever said. You need to end it. We need to end it. But watching the team, right? I mean, that, don't you want to see what we just saw? Don't you want to see the run scored? Look what they did last night in Philadelphia. The home runs, the base hits, the good at bats, runners in scoring position. I mean, they look like a completely different team. Why would I want to mess with that now? I want to add to it. I don't want to take away from it. And I don't believe Gleyber right now, the way he's hitting, is addition by subtraction. I don't. And you know what? If he stinks, if whoever they bring in is better, he goes to the bench. He goes to the bench. Fine by me. Who else do they have on the bench? DJ LeMahieu? Oswaldo Cabrera, Gleyber Torres can be a bench player. It's fine by me. I'd have him take over either of those two spots. When they won the World Series in 96, they had Cecil Fielder, Wade Boggs, Charlie Hayes. That was like the bench. Darryl Strawberry. Did I already say Tim Raines? Tim Raines. I probably did. What's the matter with that kind of bench? Trying to win. Trying to win this year right now. Right now! Because watching Soto and Judge hit back, to, I mean, it's perfection. It's poetry. Watching those two guys hit. But for me, yeah, I want Diaz. I want a 300 hitter who can play first and third, who has played winning baseball, who's been in the playoffs almost year in and year out. He's been to a World Series. He's absolutely owned the Yankees. He knows the ballpark. He knows the division. Go out and try and figure out a way to get Yandy Diaz here. That's the guy I want. More than Jonathan India. More than Vierling, who can, you know, right now, if you believe it, it sounds like they're very close on a deal to Jack Flaherty, who's had a career, had his moments pitched very well for St. Louis, had his moments pitched very poorly for St. Louis. Was terrible last year for the Tigers. He's having a very good year. That's a starting pitcher that helps. I still don't know if that would make me feel good about moving Luis Gil to the bullpen. If they strike out on relievers, they might not have a choice. If they strike out on relievers and the best they could do is Jack Flaherty when it comes to the trade deadline, then they might not have a choice but try to throw Clark Schmidt when he comes back into the bullpen, throw Luis Gil into the bullpen. Maybe you could trade Cortez for a serviceable bullpen arm or something. I don't know. But I'm open to any of that. What I'm not open to is getting rid of hitters. That I'm not open to. I'm just not. I don't care how they have to manipulate the roster. Do it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
So real quick, let's just go over Yandy Diaz to the Yankees real quick, because I got a tweet saying, be careful about guys from Tampa Bay, and I know, okay? I know Tampa. They're the brightest, they're the smartest, they're the best. They do less with more, more with less than anybody. They're the Patriots of the MLB, and you don't want to do any trades with them because you're going to end up looking foolish. I get it, right? They brought a bunch of different guys in here who've been bad. Sent away guys who ended up playing poorly elsewhere and brought in great trades. They made great trade after great trade. I get it. But Yandy Diaz, I've seen him play for a while. And the reason I like Yandy Diaz is for a couple of reasons. Same thing I would like Jonathan India. I mean, either one of those two I'd be satisfied with. But Yandy Diaz is someone I've seen come through. Like Yandy Diaz last year won a batting title. Yandy Diaz last year had won a batting title at 330. He had an OPS of 932. 932. Now, he's 5 years older than Jonathan India. But Jonathan India had a rookie season where he had an OPS of 835. He hasn't come close to 800 since. Yandy Diaz last year, 932. The year before, 824. 740, 814, 816. Like, I mean, he's got a track record of OPSs over 800. This year is down a little bit, but you know what? His numbers are still better than Jonathan India's. He's still hitting better. The OPS is actually a little bit worse. But here's why I like it. His contract. Yandy Diaz, because you also have to make moves here. I want to be good this year, and I want to think towards the future and how to keep Juan Soto. Right, that's part of it too. He just signed a 3-year deal. He's making $8 million this year, so the salary, you know, the rest of the way is going to be, what, $3 million? Next year, he's making $10 million, and then there's a club option for $12 in 2026. You bring him here, now he's your starting first baseman, and you've got Yandy Diaz, who has, again, won a batting title, has a career OPS in 8 seasons of 800. Is a year removed from a batting title, and I've seen him perform in big games. I've seen him play in playoffs. I've seen him play in World Series. And now you've got a cheap first baseman for the next 2 years. You've got Yandy Diaz for $10 million to be your starting first baseman over Anthony Rizzo next year. And you've got the caliber of play for $10 million at first base. Now, Jonathan India, same thing. Cheap, controllable, his contract. He has 2 years of arbitration. Next year, they're projecting he's going to make $5 million. The year after that, probably somewhere around $8 or $9 million. So he's cheap as well. He gives you an option at leadoff where, you know, but Diaz does too. He runs a little bit better. Both of those two guys I'd be okay with, but I've seen Yandy Diaz give you great at-bats. I've seen Yandy Diaz be a problem. I know we don't get to see Jonathan India as much in Cincinnati, but they don't win. And he's never played a playoff. I don't think they ever made a playoff series like in his time there. Where Yandy Diaz, I know, has been in big games, has chased pennants, has been in the playoffs. I just think either one of those two, those are my top two guys. And I want to add more. And we'll see what Brian Cashman does, but I don't want to trade Gleyber Torres. I don't want to trade anyone who's hitting. I'll figure out how to make a bench. Marco knows. Marco's walking right now. Marco knows. Marco, who is the bench for the 1996 New York Yankees?
Were you talking about Tim Raines and Darryl Strawberry?
Yeah.
Going into that?
Yeah.
The
Cecil Fielder?
Well, he was the DH, but yeah, I hear you. They found bats everywhere, and they figured out where to play them
right.
Whenever they were hitting.
Right.
So whether they needed to sit Tino on the road where there was no DH in Atlanta in the World Series,
yep.
Or whether they needed to have Darryl Strawberry as the DH against Baltimore
right.
Because in the ALCS because
right.
He was hitting.
Or play Charlie Hayes over Wade Boggs.
Didn't matter. And that's something I've been talking about for the last few days. I'm glad we're in lockstep. This team doesn't hit consistently enough. You don't take away bats, you add to it.
Correct.
If somebody's not going to play that they're hitting, oh well. That's life. But I think the Yankees have done this for way too long. You got to earn all that patience. And the old Yankee teams earned a lot of that patience. Over the last few years, too much patience has been given,
mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been earned. So if you're not hitting, you're not playing.
Right.
I can't give you 6 weeks to find your swing. It's too much time now. We're into August. Load the team up with as many bats as possible. Defense be damned, and egos be damned.
Yep.
You're either not playing or you're playing out of position.
That's it.
Life sucks.
That's it. I'm 100% with you. I'm not moving Verdugo now. I'm not moving Gleyber Torres now. I'm adding, and I'll figure it out. Like, honestly, if the roster gets jammed, Oswaldo Cabrera has options. I can move him to AAA and
yep.
Bring him back up if need be.
Yep.
Same thing with Ben Rice. I
yep.
Can figure that out. Rizzo doesn't have to play. DJ LeMahieu should not be on this team anymore. The idea that the door is still open for DJ LeMahieu, as Aaron Boone said yesterday, is stupid. It's been long enough. Like, these guys, you got to fit. And I want to add another infielder here, and I'll play it. Like, just like you said, I'm 100% with you. If Gleyber Torres slumps over the next 2 weeks, and it's say, Jonathan India and Jazz Chisholm, fine. If one of them slump, like, I can't trust that Stanton stays healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust these guys they bring in perform well.
Yep.
I can't trust Jason Dominguez is going to be the exact same stud he was at the end of the year
yep.
Last year. I don't know if any of that happens. I'm not jettisoning away any player, whether it's Verdugo, who's just starting to get hot because he had a miserable month and a half, or I'm not getting rid of Gleyber Torres because we're worried about some phantom error that we can't even know is going to happen or not. Like, I need as many good hitters on this team as possible.
You got 26 guys on a roster.
Yep.
Stop wasting 4 or 5 of them.
Yep.
With the J.D. Davises of the world, who's now gone.
Right.
The Jamai Jones of the
gone.
World that is now gone. Stop.
Yep.
There are too many guys that don't serve the purpose that the Yankees need, which is consistently hitting inside that lineup.
Yep.
If you're not hitting, you don't play. But you need options. And the options can't be Jamai Jones leading off and J.D.
Right.
Davis batting cleanup.
Right.
We've gotten past that.
Right.
Those two guys are gone. Add more to it. Don't just sit on, well, I think we're now set. You're not set. Because you hadn't, what, you hit the last 3 days? Great. You've
right.
Shown flashes before. Get consistency up and set, up and down that lineup and give Aaron Boone options
yep.
So that when somebody doesn't hit, he can actually go to a player that can be somewhat, I don't know, capable of hitting the baseball.
Right. Dominguez comes here, Grisham goes. I mean, whatever we have to do, you got to make sure you have as many good hitters as possible. I'm still on board with adding, and I'm not getting rid of anybody. I hear from a lot of people, and, you know, it sounds like that, from, you know, different people I listen to for this kind of stuff, that they're looking to move Gleyber. I think that'd be a mistake.
I think that would be asinine, honestly.
I don't want to trade Gleyber. I don't want to trade Verdugo.
And that doesn't mean that we're in love with these guys and
no,
they're here for the future.
No.
Both of them are gone next year. This is about right
100%,
now.
Yeah,
100%. Right now.
Yeah. And if I'm saying don't trade Gleyber, and in all seriousness, there's a good chance he doesn't play again, and I wouldn't care. Put him on the bench.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I can't move anybody that I think can hit slightly, because we want to talk about, we've seen this story before with the New York Yankees. It goes back even further where offense cost them in the playoffs. I mean, you can go back, like I was just joking about it. I mean, you can go back to 07 against the Indians. You can go back for forever when the Joe Torre era, forget even Joe Girardi. When this team loses in the playoffs, it's because they don't hit. So I'm all on board with stacking as many offensive players as possible. I'm with you. I like it. Me and you finally agreeing for once on Yankee baseball. How about that?
Maybe it's because we haven't seen each other in a few weeks.
Maybe that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. Could be.
The longing.
Or it could be you just figured it out.